A legal practitioner and a lecturer at the Ghana Institute of Journalism, Stephen Frimpong Manso, says the endorsement of Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia as the running mate of the presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, is a good omen for the party. Speaking on our current affairs program Behind the News, Mr. Frimpong Manso said given Dr. Bawumia's background as an economist, he is better placed to partner Nana Akufo-Addo to get the country out of its current economic difficulties. He debunked the notion that Dr. Bawumia has no experience and therefore has nothing to bring on board in terms of electoral fortunes for the party. He spoke to Agatha Samoa.
Dr. Bawumia is really relevant in terms of the conditions that we find ourselves in this country. Dr. Bawumia is a technocrat, he's an economist. And in today's politics, the economy is the masterpiece, what everybody is thinking about. You need somebody who can really direct that first, so that the economy will really move to the way that the people really want to move. To get Dr. Bawumia to be the vice president of Akufo-Addo is really relevant because this man is bringing on board all that he has in terms of management of the economy.
Some analysts are saying that he's politically inexperienced.
Or are you saying that the man hasn't got experience? He has really worked in various capacities all over the world. He's recognized everywhere. Everybody knows that he can deliver.
A legal practitioner and lecturer at the Ghana Institute of Journalism, Stephen Frimpong Manso, in that interview with Agatha Samoa. Still on the endorsement of Dr. Bawumia, an aide to the party's flag bearer, Abu Jinapo, said the delay in the announcement of Dr. Bawumia was due to the broad consultations with Ghanaians, including farmers, market women, and the party's hierarchy. This, he said, was to assist the party to get an obvious choice for the people of Ghana.
The question is not about knowing if it's going to be Bawumia. Nanado is a person who listens a lot. He's a man who consults a lot. And you do know that he embarked on one of the most extensive listening campaigns in our country. And that listening campaign took him across the length and breadth of our country. He spoke to all manner of persons. He spoke to market women, traders, farmers, politicians. He spoke to journalists, party leadership. And he listened to them extensively. And after he listens to all the interest groups across our country, he takes a decisive decision. The buck stops with him and he takes responsibilities for his decision. That is what happened. It's not about we've known all this while. It's been a broad-based, comprehensive consultation.
Fifi is setting the record straight on infrastructure. Do you agree?
Since Professor Mills came into office 4 years now, he should tell us one thing that Professor Mills initiated and that he's taking it to completion. And you know, come and tell us preschool uniform or exercise books or what have you. We're talking about something that can revolutionize a sector of our country. We can mention, for example, the National Health Insurance, which revolutionized the entire healthcare delivery system of our country. They have none to say. There's not a single thing that they can point to, not even a road infrastructure. And they talk about electricity expansion today. Under their government, unprecedented in the history of our country, we have blackouts all over the country, nationwide.
That was Abu Jinapo, an aide to the presidential candidate for the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo. Meanwhile, the Deputy Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Fifi Kwete, insists that the NDC will be given a second nod by the people of Ghana due to the prudent management of the economy. He challenged the NPP to come out with statistics of its performance under the 8-year rule of the party and compare it with that of the NDC.
They left behind an unprecedented budget deficit, the highest in the history of our country. They left the economy of Ghana in an intensive care unit that we had to struggle, I mean, for so many months to be able to bring back to recovery report, bring it to the house and finally take it back to work. I mean, they started this country with the biggest arrears in our history, nearly 40 trillion arrears they left behind. I mean, they caused inflation to really run away. I mean, they caused virtually the collapse of the oil recovery, the refinery. They brought Ghana Commercial Bank to its knees. They actually set deceived contractors to go for loans from banks, deceiving them that they had money in the budget when there was no money. They started large road projects without even securing any funding. Given the same period, or let's say 4 years, and we have just done three, barely four, if you compare record to record, our performance is phenomenal, while their performance is abysmal. Take 8 years for the NPP. They were able to bring about what you call electricity, accessibility. They took it from 43% to 54%. That's 11 years. That's in 8 long years. NDC in 3 years has taken it 18%. That's massive. to develop a country. One takes 3 years to add 18%. You take 8 long years to add 11%. What is your performance? Your performance is abysmal. What is the other performance? Performance is absolutely impressive.
The Deputy Finance and Economic Planning Minister, Fifi Kwete. The Propaganda Secretary of the NDC, Richard Kwashiga, says the selection of Alhaji Bawumia as running mate to NPP's Nana Akufo-Addo adds no value to the NPP's contention in this year's elections. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Kwashiga said even though Bawumia's election will gather some support for the NPP in the northern part of the country, it poses no threat to the NDC since they are already carrying the winning mantle in this year's elections. He spoke to Jonathan Thompson.
Well, that actually means nothing to the NDC. I think that Nana Addo, who is the flag bearer of the NPP, is obviously losing the next election. And one does not see the choice or the re-nomination of Dr. Bawumia as adding anything to the NPP ticket. I must say that in the last election, Nana Addo selected Bawumia to partner him in the general election in the last. I would think that this time round, being in government, and I haven't been able to demonstrate our capacity in bringing about remarkable development for the people to see, there will not be any turning back in retaining Atta Mills as president for the second term. But it saddens me that Bawumia chose to leave a lucrative job to join a campaign that is going to bring him nothing at the end of the day. But I would say we think that his election will only add a little salt to the political equation.
When you say a little salt to the political equation, what actually do you mean?
Bawumia can only pull along maybe a few family relations of his from the north and some few friends of his who otherwise would not have voted for the NPP if Nana Addo had not selected Dr. Bawumia. So it was an amount of salt that he brought on board during the last contest, and he still will bring about the same, and it will not change anything at all. I will also know clearly that the NPP is not fully comfortable with the choice of Bawumia, the reason for which Akufo-Addo was compelled to postpone his choice of running mate till now.
But his final choosing by Nana Addo to partner him right now should mean that the party has actually come back strong and well united.
We don't find the choice of Bawumia as a threat at all. Meanwhile, even if they were to choose some other candidate apart from Bawumia, we do not see the value because the value is the same.
NDC Propaganda Secretary Richard Kwashiga.